My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence.
Lawrence Wilkerson was at the center of the action that day, working as a top aide to Colin Powell. What he later found out shocked him. Much of Powell's speech was false.
I participated in a hoax on the American people, the international community, and the United Nations Security Council. How do you think that makes me feel? One
hand tied behind. As Powell's chief of staff, Wilkerson was intimately involved in preparing that UN address. Wilkerson is so upset by what happened, he says he can no longer remain silent.
A hoax? That's quite a word. Well, let's face it, it was. It was not a hoax that the secretary in any way was complicit in. In fact, he did his best. I watched him work to try and hone the presentation down to what was a slam dunk, firm, ironclad. I recall vividly the Secretary of State walking to my office, and he said, looking out the window, just musing, he said, I wonder what we'll do if we put 500,000 troops on the ground in Iraq and comb the country from one end to the other and don't find a single weapon of mass destruction.
And that's what's happened.
That's what's happened.
Wilkerson is a former colonel in the U.S. Army, a decorated Vietnam vet, and a lifelong Republican. Wilkerson first met Powell in 1989, shortly after Powell left the Reagan White House. Powell was looking for an assistant. Wilkerson signed on. He's followed Powell ever since, through the first Gulf War, Powell's brief fling as a potential candidate for president, and eventually to the State Department. Lately, Wilkerson's been doing a lot of soul searching, trying to figure out how that watershed speech could have gone so horribly wrong. Wilkerson had put together a team that spent a week at the CIA, painstakingly fact-checking what Powell planned to say. Powell even brought the then director of Central Intelligence, George Tenet, to New York.
I remember when we were doing the dress rehearsal in New York City, we were at the top floor of the U.S. mission in New York City, and I had laid out the room to look like it was the Security Council, complete with little placards. We came to the end, and the secretary turned to Mr. Tenet, and he said, George, you back up everything, right? One last chance. And Mr. Tenet said, absolutely, Mr. Secretary. And the secretary said, well, that's good, George, because you're going to be with me tomorrow. You're going to be in camera with me. And if you'll look at the films, you'll see that this Mr. Tenet is sitting right there beside Secretary Powell.